Hello everyone, and welcome back to my Let's Play of Shades of Doom. At the end of part 1, we had completed level 1. So we shall now complete level 2. In 2 parts, because it's level 2!
You are wearing body armor. You are carrying a medkit.
Constitute 2.
Proximity biodestructor mine.
Time and blast mine.
There's a good inventory listing there, which you can access by hitting F2. That bleeping sound, as I said in the last part, is a night scope, and it helps you aim. It requires battery power, however you can turn it off when you're not using it to conserve it. You start at 100%. Think chattering is your EVA, which tells you stuff about your environment. There appears to be a cyborg here that needs to be brutally slain with a gun. Fortunately, I have a gun which can serve that purpose. And it has now died.
Whoa.
Anyway, the EVA tells you information about what the shape of the room, well, not the shape of the room, but how big a room is, how far monsters are from you, what kind of monster it is, how far objects away from you, what kinds of objects are around, what direction you're facing, and oh, somebody else wants to be shot in the face with a gun. I will walk to meet you, and then shoot you until you are dead. Which is right now.
Door in 7 feet.
The beeping sound is also the EVA. You can turn that off if you want to, but I do not want to, because I find the beeping sound incredibly useful. What's behind this door? Something horrible, no doubt. Oh, it's a toilet. Excellent. I always save before using the toilet, because I am responsible. Ah, much better. No one's made that joke before. Alright, well, that seemed fairly safe enough. And, ooh, we have projectile ammunition for some reason. What is that? I don't like how the thing sounds, and I especially don't like how it killed me in one shot.
Play game.
Okay.
Play save.
Let's try that again.
Load from slot 2, area 2.
Let's not die horribly this
time. Load toilet in 18 feet.
Let us instead flush the toilet, then run away like a cow. I mean, retreat to a more advantageous firing position.
Gelatinous
technically
blob.
Speaking. That's a gelatinous blob. Excellent. Now, die! Seriously. Okay, are you dead? No! What? That's not very nice. I mean, I yelled die like 3 times and you didn't die. So, excuse me. Oh my god, you're close. And I bumped into a wall back here. And I'm now missing a lot because I'm frightened of the blob that has taken a lot of bullets. Die. Please be dead. Okay, you're dead.
99.
Jeez! There's far too many bolt gun. So I'm gonna do that again.
Because
I did not like that.
Bio grenades.
Let's try the bio grenades. I'm sure that shooting off a grenade in a small enclosed restroom area won't possibly result in unexpected consequences.
Sorry, you lose.
Select from
that is
menu.
A possible consequence of the bio grenades and why they're not best suited for every situation. Option 3. Knifing the biomass to death. No, I'm just kidding. I'm instead going to use the toilet.
Blast mine.
Proximity.
And drop that. I will then scurry away like a little girl. That's very good at scurrying. Come on. Come on. Come on. There. You just got hit in the face by a bio disruptor thingy. So now you're being shot a whole lot in the ass by a semi-automatic bolt gun until you are dead. Which is right now.
134.
Much better. Much better. Well, I mean, they say that.
In 3 feet.
Basically,
in 0 feet.
Somewhere between 30 and 40 bolts saved is somewhere between 20 and 30 bolts earned. I've now replenished my semi-automatic bolt gun ammunition with the projectile ammunition that it very kindly dropped out of itself after dying. I don't know. It's a bit weird. Anyway, I'm gonna save now because I don't want to fight that thing again. And I will now run around the mulberry bush. There are many mulberry bushes in this facility, I've decided, as you may have heard, there's a cyborg. I've decided to creep up from behind, fake it out using the cunning use of stealth. Because nothing speaks stealth like semi-automatic movement to the face. This plan is not quite working out as I'd anticipated. Punch me! What kind of a cyborg punches me? Oh!
Long knife.
It punched me to death.
Sorry, you lose.
It's a wicked haymaker you got there, cyborg.
Select from play.
Still a little bit underwhelmed. I was hoping for some kind of, like, I don't know, electric zapper attack thing. Anyway, alright, I'm through being clever. Now, I'm just going to shoot it until it is dead. I expect it will take just about now seconds. Oh, it has a friend! This can't continue, you must die too! Seriously, die. You can die now. Okay, the idea was to capture the thing's death scream so that you could hear what it sounds like, but the freaking bolt gun drowned it out. So much for that idea.
100%. 50 by 30 feet.
Let's leave.
There is an exit from the room to the left.
Yes. So, you hit the X key, and it will give you information about the living room, like how big it is and where the exit is. Which is very useful if you, for example, don't want to go traipsing around an entire room to discover that it doesn't have an exit anywhere except for the one you just came in. Oh, good, a dog. I can kill it easily. And now I shall kill your master with the judicious use of many bolts and the swift application of such to your face.
Semi-automatic bolt.
Actually, kind of close. I'm just gonna use a knife. And I'm missing a lot. Okay, I'll find it. It's behind me now. I'm gonna turn around.
Sorry, you lose.
It has a chainsaw!
Select from menu. Play game. Play save game.
Mutant human is armed with a chainsaw.
Load from slot one area one.
I don't like this new development. I don't care that it has to be as close as it did before to kill me. I don't care that the chainsaw will kill me just about as fast as being punched in the face. That's not the point. Is a mutant human armed with a chainsaw? That's freaking scary. I can take the cyborgs. I can deal with the gelatinous blob coming out of the freaking toilet. Mutant human with a chainsaw. That's too much. I'm now going to kill it. Kill it till it's freaking dead in its stupid chainsaw-armed face.